This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
0305 with promo code GCN.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to give a quick shout out to some new affiliates we have, which now equals 98 across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 different countries. Bainbridge, Georgia, 105.9 FM. Thank you for your trust. We have Woodbine, Georgia, WCGA, 1100 AM. We appreciate your trust. Lancaster, Kentucky, 95.5 FM, as well as Pequot Lakes, Minnesota, KLKS, 100.1 FM, and Porwan, Utah, KAZZ, 1400 AM. Again, we appreciate your trust. Welcome aboard. We will do our best to rock the boat and bring about change. As William Booth, the founder of the Sons of Liberty, the Salvation Army, forgive me, rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, period. And so we are here. There's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. And speaking of which, America, I have a question for you. How is this kid? Sam, do you want to go ahead and play this? Go ahead and play this real quick for me. I'll tell you who he is in just a moment. Go ahead.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill, too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice. Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
Okay, you're fine, David. You're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, I was kind of in... When I was going out, I was in shock.
I don't know how to put this in perspective.
Do you hear him being coached by the media?
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe, in the same hallway as the shooter. Hold on.
You can't get it right, can you, friends?
One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. He was in there at the same time, and he was in the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live.
This is David Hoggs. This is what Twitter, this is what Facebook, and this is what YouTube didn't want you to hear. Thank you to Vimeo, who actually put it back up so the American people could see what they're attempting to cover. This is David Hogg. This is the little useful idiot that's being funded by George Soros and Oprah Winfrey to lead the charge concerning an anti-Second Amendment rally. How's that working out for you, America? Did you hear him being coached by the media? Did you know that he was, before he was trying to get his script right, as he was being coached here by CNN, did you know that he was hanging out at CNN Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, before the shooting? Did you know that he was recording audio with students talking about the Second Amendment before the shooting took place, allegedly, there at Parkland High School in Florida? This is the same kid that can't get it right as to how many friends his sister lost. First it was two, then it was four, and then it was three. And see, this is the problem liars have. They can't remember what they said the first time. And now he's leading the charge in Washington, D.C. concerning something that allegedly took place in Parkland High School. Which, by the way, I reported over the week, if you have not been listening, weekend listeners, that out of the 70 cameras they have, surveillance cameras they have in that school in Parkland, Florida, it's interesting to note only four of them have been released, and the four that have been released are highlighting a derelict cop, derelict of duty, outside of the building, in hopes that this will appease you to just shut your mouth and do as you're told, because we told you everything we need to tell you. And don't Israel, the sheriff of Broward County, who's been investigated over 66 times concerning open investigations into his department for kidnapping, drug trafficking, etc. And don't forget, friends, about the Parkland teacher's first thoughts after seeing this alleged shooter, the one eyewitness that we have that thought it was a police officer in tactical gear. She said, boy, I thought, what are the police doing here? And of course, don't forget about the video that was scrubbed by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube of Alexa Meadnick, former student, who walked alongside of Nicholas Cruz, the alleged shooter, during the shooting that was taking place in another part of the building. And of course, America, don't forget that they're now going to demolish that building and cover up all the evidence of what allegedly took place there. Once again, just like that of Sandy Hook, just for the record. So they can keep everybody at arm's length as to what really may have took place there. Why, going back to the videos, why are they withholding surveillance video? I'm just kind of curious. Why did Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube scrub the audio video of the young student that said that there was three drills in that school that day? And on the third drill, the police officers told them that they were going to shoot off blanks, and that the students were to act as if this was a real scenario being played out. Why did they scrub that? Now we have Mr. David Hoggs here being coached by the media and funded by George Soros, mysteriously leading up this charge where he said, in other words, that the American people, the parents, have failed as a democracy. I mean, the kid, first of all, doesn't know his left hand from his right hand. He's simply being used, and that's what a useful idiot is, to his own demise. But he wants to take everybody else down with him. America, I have a question for you. Why are you rolling over in the face of what's taking place today? They're trying to disarm you. I also wanted to let you know, is anybody paying attention to this smoke screen? I hope you are, because I was on this many, many moons ago. I'm being facetious, but I'm being serious. December 16th, 2015, Paul Ryan betrayed the people on a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill under Barack Hussein Obama, literally giving him everything that he wanted. Oh, and for those that didn't know, on March 24th, which would have been today, it's being reported, folks, Congress passes a $1.3 trillion spending bill while you're being diverted from something that may have not even taken place.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzz feeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, please do so. I don't know what's going on down there at GCN. Let's keep that clear, straight, online. Want to let you know that you can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook. And if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well, friends. Go over to Bradley Dean YouTube. On YouTube, of course, hundreds of videos. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube. Several hundred videos, friends, to bring about the answers to America's lawlessness concerning corruption in the church and corruption in the government. Check it out. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I just wanted to highlight something real quick. In Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 28, it says, "They are waxen fat." This is in a time of judgment. "They are waxen fat. They shine. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause, yet they prosper." Isn't that absolutely amazing? The coincidence from what took place 5,000 years ago to what's taking place today in America. I have warned over and over and over again what's taking place concerning the young people, which is all bought and paid for, even under Barack Hussein Obama up to the present, friends, which it's even worse today, that this is nothing short of emulating Mao Zedong. Empower the young people to overthrow the older people. Empower the young people, indoctrinate them to believe that they're a democracy, and overthrow the Republic of China, just like Mao Zedong did. It's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what I've spent time and time, hours on, friends, warning the American people as to what is up and coming, and now we're seeing the full manifestation of it. We're seeing the full manifestation of the younger people that have been indoctrinated at the responsibility of the parents that dropped their kids off and enrolled their schools into a public school to be illegally indoctrinated. And now they're trying to figure out why there are thousands. By the way, CNN is reporting millions of people are showing up concerning this march in Washington, D.C. You just heard during the break, before the first segment on the show today, friends, thousands showed up. They're always going to embellish it. Remember the Million Mom March? Well, there was never a million people there, friends. They couldn't get that many people. They couldn't get three quarters of that. They couldn't get half of that. They couldn't get a quarter of that, friends. They embellished their numbers because, like Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. There's 270 million guns in this country, friends. That's 8 out of every 10 own a gun in this country. Out of 325.7 million people, don't let them ostracize you and belittle you, America. One of the things I was saying during the last segment, friends, outside of David Hogg being called out for who he is, he's leading the charge somehow, mysteriously, friends. And what's interesting to note is, has anybody paying attention to the smoke screen here? Yeah. These kids, all cameras on these kids, all eyes on the cameras, be it through diversion, friends, to keep your eyes off of the fact that they just passed a $1.3 trillion spending bill, and yes, Donald Trump signed off on it, just so you know. And this is back from December 16th of 2015. I'll highlight that in just one moment. I want to play some audio for you here. His name is John Bushell. He's former law enforcement who became an administrator in a school, and I want you to hear the duration of this video. Listen carefully. This is concerning the Parkland shooting, and notice the similarities, friends, as to the talking points. Go for it, Sam.
My name is John Bushell, and I am not a bot. I was in school administration after spending a stint in the military. I was a teacher, a coach, and later became an administrator. Like most athletic males, I was assigned as part of the school security team. Eventually, I was trained by the Department of Homeland Security, several sheriff's departments, and the Georgia...
Okay, I don't know what's happening here.
I was trained by the Department of Homeland Security, several sheriff's departments, and the Georgia...
Okay, we didn't download this video, I take it. It's important, friends, that you hear his perspective as law enforcement, and not only just law enforcement, friends, but also a school administrator, and his whole take as to what's going on concerning what allegedly took place there at Parkland High School. You know, it's amazing, America. Isn't it interesting how the talking heads, the conservatives for the most part, they're highlighting what's going on here. Folks, do you realize this march that's being headed up by David Hogg, bought and paid for by George Soros and Oprah Winfrey? Do you realize, friends, this is all premised on accusation, no evidence of anything. We're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for those videos to be released. We're still waiting for eyewitness accounts to come forward. We're still waiting for the obituaries to come forward, friends, and we can't find any of it. There's several outlets across the United States of America that are truthers, friends, and they're looking and they're digging deep to find out exactly what may have taken place there, because it is not lining up. Like that of Las Vegas shooter, friends, the narrative has been changed over and over and over and over again. And interestingly enough, concerning the Parkland shooter and the shooting, friends, that allegedly took place there, before a bit of evidence was released, within 2 days, there was a gun debate going on. And every single one of the talking points coming from CNN and the state-controlled, CIA-controlled narrative, friends, was all, of course, all bought and paid for, was all about the weapon that was used. So the end aim is what? To rid the American people of the right to bear arms. We need to put this together. We need to make sense out of it. We need to slow down because, again, the conservatives of the day, friends, are already highlighting what's taking place in Washington, D.C. without a bit of evidence. Is there something wrong with this picture? And here are the American people drinking the Kool-Aid, going right along with it. Once we get this video up in order, what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to play it out because it's that important that you hear what this man has to say. And what's going on right now, I have no idea, but we'll hold up, friends. And in the process, what I want to do is I want to go back to this smoke screen concerning what is taking place. Well, all cameras are on this gun march, on these Save Our Lives march. These victims, these ignorant kids, friends, that don't know their left hand from their right hand in most cases. You know, I wrote an article, what was it? It was actually March 14th. Just last week, friends, and I wrote, truth is stranger than fiction because we do not meet with it as often. Again, truth is stranger than fiction because we do not meet with it as often. And I wrote, it's being reported by, I want you to listen carefully because these are these young people. It's being reported by hotel booking sites that searches for the fictional country of Wakanda from the Black Panther movie are up 620%. Did you hear what I said? Hotel booking sites and their searches for the fictional country of Wakanda from the Black Panther movie are up 620%. This is coming from, in other words, this is coming from the up and comings out of the public school systems, which had been indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a clear violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Read Hosea 4:6. And it's interesting, we have these young moviegoers, Proverbs 22:15, read that, and their parents, Luke 7:35, read that, looking to book a hotel in a country that doesn't even exist. Well, these young people, these same young people, are out in the streets today protesting the Second Amendment, which is a reality and a part of the American Bill of Rights. Read Isaiah 5:20. And what does that say? They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put evil for good and good for evil. Just think of the sacrifice of our forefathers, our veterans, that have fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. And for some reason or another, these young, useful idiots are out protesting their rights that God gave them. And it's interesting to know, friends, they are literally undoing themselves before their future slave taskmasters. Oh, how proud Mao Zedong would be. Oh, how proud Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and Pol Pot and other such dictators would be to see what is happening in America today. And don't think for one moment, friends, that that's not what is behind what's going on here. History proves and it teaches us just the exact opposite. If you want to forecast what's coming up in the future, study the past. That's the best way to predict what's coming up in the future. But I want you to think of that for just one moment. Hotel booking sites that searches for the fictional country of Wakanda from the Black Panther movie are up 620% by these same kids that are protesting your Second Amendment rights today. Oh, by the way, for those that didn't know, Wakanda from the Black Panther, there's no such country. I just wanted to make sure you understood what was going on here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just having some technical problems down here, and interestingly enough, about the time that we were to play that audio for you, it froze up, which does not surprise me. That's just ministry. It's bittersweet. If there's not a fight involved, it usually means that the Lord's not involved. So we're going to hold off on that audio until it downloads, and we're going to play it before the end of the show today. Aside of that, I want to go back as I'm paralleling what's going on with this smoke screen concerning young people rising up in the thousands. Just that's the report, friends, thousands. And then when you go over to CNN and other outlets, they're talking about millions. Keep in mind they did the same thing with the Million Mom March. The problem is they couldn't get a million people there. And they were shut down for fraud. You remember all this, friends, back in the 90s? Well, that's exactly what took place, and that's exactly what's going to happen here once the people begin to figure out what's really going on. And I'm staying the topic as to what took place in Parkland, and I'm also in parallel showing you the smoke screen of Parkland and this march today, because what they just did, friends, is they just passed a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. Now, this all came back, and interestingly enough, we were on this weekend again, but what I want you to hear is this all happened under Donald Trump, but it started with Barack Hussein Obama, and you can bet your bottom dollars, if you continuously pay attention to the details, it went back to the Bushes, it went back to the Clintons, because the agenda's going forward regardless of who is in office. It matters not. I mean, right now, friends, Donald Trump is being exposed on the left and the right for his hypocrisies, his lies, his immorality. And folks, again, this isn't the Clintons versus the Trumps. It has nothing to do with that. Because again, this is nothing more than WWF, World Federated Wrestling, friends, at its very worst. The WFW, whatever it might be, I don't know, I don't watch it. But the fact of the matter is, it's all fake. They're all actors, and we're finding this out even now. But I want to go back to Paul Ryan Betrays America. This was reported by Breitbart, December 16th of 2015. And it was reported that Paul Ryan's first major legislative achievement is a total and complete sellout of the American people, masquerading as an appropriations bill. And when you go down the list of things that were funded by Paul Ryan, keep in mind it's the same Paul Ryan sitting right next and standing right next to Donald Trump. And don't suggest to me for one moment Donald Trump doesn't know who he is. It matters not. The fact of the matter is, birds of a feather, they flock together, and it's exactly what we're seeing here, regardless of who is in office. Ryan's omnibus bill fully funds DACA. Did you know that? I bet you didn't. Ryan's omnibus bill funds sanctuary cities. So your taxpayer dollars, friends, are being reallocated to your own demise against your will. Just so you know this. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Oh, and by the way, this is the tip of the iceberg, and I'm going to go through many of the things that were just funded under Donald Trump and Paul Ryan. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. This was a warning that I shot out December 16th of 2015 under Barack Hussein Obama. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. You're paying for all of it, America, and they just signed off on it yesterday. Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlement plan. Ryan's omnibus funds the release of criminal aliens. I believe it was up to 65,000 to 68,000 illegals that were in the United States of America and our prison system were released under Barack Hussein Obama back onto the streets of America to endanger you and your families. Okay? Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign workers visas. Folks, Ryan's omnibus bill funds tax credit for illegal aliens. You are literally underhanding and undermining yourselves, America, by sitting down and doing nothing. Your country is being given over to a foreign people, friends. And read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 when you get a moment. Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases. That's what they call pork. They can just go ahead and have free will at the monies that are made available. Ryan's omnibus bill fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people, and so has Donald Trump. And remember, Donald Trump said it was going to be so easy. He said it was going to be so easy, America. Yeah, it is. It's very easy to destroy a country, isn't it? Because it's the easy thing to do. And the people that are destroying the country, you need to keep in mind, friends, they're not the type that you can rehabilitate. They're not the type that you can help. They're the type that you must lawfully remove and hold consequence to their violation of law. Article 2, Section 4. Now, I want to go over to what was just reported yesterday. I'm taking you from December 16th, 2015. Concerning Paul Ryan's betrayal of We the People under Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? Now I'm going over to March 24th, 2018. It's the same bill, the budget-busting $1.3 trillion spending bill that was just passed by Congress is a total and a complete betrayal of the American people. Interesting that they would use the same verbiage. And by the way, I did an article on this several months ago warning the American people that Paul Ryan is wolf in sheep's clothing. He has been since day one, friends. But I want you to listen to this. This was reported by Michael Snyder. He said, I don't know if I even have the words to express how disgusted I am with the omnibus spending bill that was just rushed through Congress. It was rushed through Congress, just like, friends, the bill that was passed after September 11, 2001, at 3 o'clock in the morning, friends. Remember the Patriot bill? It was passed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a stack of papers that nobody had time to read, but they were all required to sign it. And guess what they did? They all signed off on it without reading one word of it. It's the act of tyranny. It's not the act, the Patriot Act. Going back to this, friends, members of the House of Representatives were given less than 24 hours to read this. Listen carefully. This 2,232-page monstrosity of a bill before they were expected to vote on it. And so, obviously, nobody was able to read the entire thing before the vote was held. Now, also keep in mind, friends, nobody's innocent in this equation. Because I reported a week and a half ago, friends, and I played the audio from a congressman that was telling you that both the Republicans and the Democrats are doing their best to disarm the American people. Now just think about that. Your employer wants the position of the employee. And keep in mind, they work for you, America. That's important that you understand that. Now something that I've been highlighting for years on this radio show since the very beginning, folks, is now being released onto the American people as they're slowly catching on to it. Michael said this is the kind of thing that Democrats were greatly criticized for in the past. There's his first problem. Because we are a constitutional republic. We have one constitution, not two different forms. He goes on, but now it's the Republicans that are doing it. He said the Republican Party is supposed to stand up for limited government. No, the American people are to do that when they won't. And this is yet another example that shows how badly broken the system is in Washington, D.C. I want you to listen carefully to what's inside of this bill, because I'm going to itemize it for you right now. Probably 15 points. I want you to listen carefully. This is what they just passed, folks, during this time of how they're highlighting this march and these students rising up and saying, we're going to start a revolution. That's exactly what they're saying, by the way. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do. But I want you to keep in mind what took place at Parkland High School in Florida is the smokescreen for what they're doing through this omnibus bill today, because they just passed it yesterday. Listen carefully. $12 million of that omnibus bill that was passed is for scholarships for Lebanon. You're paying for scholarships for Lebanese, friends, the Lebanese. $20 million for Middle East Partnership Initiative Scholarship Program. Listen carefully as to what you're paying for. And this is what your representatives are laying on your backs and your children's. $12 million in military funding for Vietnam. $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to the Laos. $15 million developmental assistance to China. $10 million for women, Leos in Afghanistan. Are you listening to this, America? $1 million for the World Meteorological Organization. $218 million laid on your backs for promoting democracy development in Europe. I hope people are starting to listen to what Scripture has been stating. And it will never change, because the Lord's not going to change. Neither will His word change. It is forever settled in heaven. Period. $218 million for promoting democracy development in Europe. Oh my goodness. Wow, we're going to have judgment all across the planet pretty soon, friend. Because America, you're paying for the very programs that your corrupt politicians are advocating in daring the justice of God. And you will get a response. Don't blame them for what you're letting them do. Period. $7 million promoting international conversation. $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health. Let me say it this way. A legalized version of abortion. $5 million for Vietnam Education Foundation grants. You're paying for this. $2.57 million for Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe. You can't make this up. $15 million to USAID, for promoting international higher education between universities. Higher education, really? $1 million for the Culture Antiquities Task Force. $6.25 million for the Ambassador's Fund for Culture Preservation. $20 million for countering foreign state propaganda. Yes, friends, this is in the bill. $12 million for countering state disinformation and pressure. Are you kidding me, America? You're doing this to yourselves. And we're all in this together. But the difference between me and you is I'm fighting.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, highlighting what is going on for real, America. Sam just told me that they actually got the videos loaded up, and I want you to hear this because I've been paralleling as to what allegedly took place there in Parkland and how they're using this as a smokescreen for passing this omnibus bill, $1.3 trillion, which they just passed through yesterday, behind the smokescreen of what's going on with this conjured up march. I want you to listen to this guy that used to be a part of law enforcement, and now he's a part of school administration, concerning what allegedly took place there at Parkland High School in Florida last month.
My name is John Bouchel, and I am not a bot. I was in school administration after spending a stint in the military. I was a teacher, a coach, and later became an administrator. Like most athletic males, I was assigned as part of the school security team. Eventually, I was trained by the Department of Homeland Security, several sheriff's departments, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, GBI. Prior, I was trained in the military. I was a combat crew member and a certified marksman with both rifles, pistols, M16, and 40 caliber Colt. With an Oak Leaf cluster, multiple awards, I was a likely person to help with school security and had an extensive background in technology and video surveillance as well. I held an SCI security clearance, which is the very highest we have in America. I say these things to help you understand my background and to weigh my opinion as to the events in Parkview, Florida, 30 minutes from my home where I live, now retired from school administration. As an administrator in charge of a large high school of 1,800 students and 140 employees, I held tabletop exercises and wrote publications and helped with multiple school and multi-jurisdictional school systems training as a developer and a presenter. Never did I hear from, receive information from, or was contacted by, read any publications, or gathered statistics from the United States Secret Service. Not once, ever. Yet 3 weeks prior to the shooting in Florida, the United States Secret Service was not only at the school, they held the training.
I talked to one of my teachers. In fact, it was the same teacher that I ended up being with, yesterday when all of this went down. And he said that the Secret Service came and trained them on what the new safety protocols would be.
I have also, despite actually thwarting a school shooting by an armed predator at my school, have never seen, spoke with, or was interviewed or contacted by the FBI or the United States Secret Service. It's worthy to note that the 911 response time was in excess of 20 minutes. In fact, I was only contacted by a few reporters. No reporters ever contacted my students for interviews or opinions. I never spoke to a national law enforcement agent, much less the United States Secret Service. So to hear the FBI were the first responders, only beating CNN by minutes, in a wealthy Florida area saturated with law enforcement, shocked me. Seeing the amazing amount of CNN coverage, so well organized that all espousing one message, and only one message, is equally troubling. Seeing a student saying she actually walked with the shooter while evacuating and heard shots, shocked me.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved.
So you think there was more than one shooter?
Seeing video of a student telling us she was told they would have a drill that day with actors deeply troubles me.
The only thing they worried about, people thought that it was just another intense drill.
They told us not a drill before where they were going to be shooting blanks.
Seeing the same young man over and over who visited CNN that day and whose father is an FBI agent troubles me. Seeing and hearing the same narratives over and over that conflict with every aspect of training and experience I have is extremely unsettling. I saw video interviews of students claiming multiple shooters. This is troubling as well. I realized that the shooter apparently pulled the fire alarm to create chaos and provide a richer target environment. That alarm would have sent a signal to its precise time and location. At least one interview I watched was a student saying her doorknob was rattled, and she heard a voice saying, "Go try another door. This needs exploration." In my utterly qualified expert opinion, there are several troubling facts being dispensed that I refuse to accept. Some of them are, why was the shooter visited 39 times by local law enforcement but never placed on a watch list? Why was his extensive school discipline not compiled and then presented to the school board for total expulsion from the schools? Why was the FBI first to respond when the school is so close to the police department and an officer with a radio was supposedly on campus? How did CNN have so many kids in place to echo their exact verbiage and focus on the actual weapon and not the shooter? Why isn't the alleged United States Secret Service involvement in a public school being examined? Who is this reoccurring student that has family in the FBI? Why are the interviews that do not agree with the one shooter or the narrative that CNN is pushing being heard? Why aren't the multiple videos available? With the floor plan that I have seen, I would have had approximately 22 cameras in that building and over 140 in my school. I realize that some of the videos will be used for the trial of the shooter. However, it is in the interest of the public to see some of the unused footage that is available. Why was the United States Secret Service at this school providing training 3 weeks prior? And how was the weakest, sloppiest, and most often not on real location news company all over this son of the FBI agent with an amazing and uncanny ability to find a news camera in multiple states in the last 6 months? Did this infamous teenager actually graduate already? Has the United States Secret Service ever been to any other schools to supervise and provide training for an active shooter situation? How could the United States Secret Service possibly visit all 22,000 high schools in the United States? And how would they be chosen? Who identified this shooter? And how did law enforcement track him to the retail store he was arrested at? Why has the entire CNN narrative been to attack the Second Amendment when at least three government institutions, possibly five if you count DFACS, failed miserably to help the mentally ill? Why has the school district decided to demolish this building like they did at Sandy Hook if their narrative is true and correct? Why not allow the forensics to be published and to be explored completely? All in all, my professional opinion is this stinks to the high heavens. Either we are surrounded by the most incompetent news people in the world who don't ask questions or give a damn about these murders or have no concept of why this happened and will happen again soon. I, for one, am sick to death of the fake news outlets pretending that this is about a rifle. It's not. It's about a mentally ill person, totally abandoned and discarded and politically expediently ignored by multiple agencies allowed to commit inhumane acts of terror due to incompetence. Johnny Bravo at John Bouchard.
Okay, so on the bottom line is, friends, we're waiting for that information to be released. Again, we have an individual here who is in law enforcement, is trained by Homeland Security, and interestingly enough, he was a part of the school administration for years, now retired, that is looking at the situation in Parkland, raising the same questions that I have. Common sense comes into play, and what we have is we have a bunch of sheeple that are just going along with the very media that they decry as a bunch of liars. And what we need to do is we need to slow our roll and pay attention as to what's going on. What I noticed right off the bat is when this began to start, I knew that there had to be something to cover for what they were going to do concerning their omnibus bill. And sure enough, when it came time for their smoke screen to be used, it's exactly what they're using today, because I want to reiterate the point, folks, that Trump caved, signs omnibus bill loaded with everything that Barack Hussein Obama wanted, pretty much nothing he said he would fight for. So you are again being lied to by Donald Trump. But this should come as no surprise. He's been lying to you since day one. He's the useful idiots in the hands of ill-designing men. And he is owing his allegiance to those that he works for, not we the people, as he promised that he would do. And we're going to cover some more of that in the up and coming weeks. But the bottom line is, again, friends, we need to become principled people rather than chasing after the one that has on our favorite jersey to our own demise. It doesn't work. We need to stick to what has been given, because it's worked for 240 years. Again, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And folks, there's not too many countries that can do that. And in modern history, there's none that have done that. Only God Almighty can do that, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight some of the things that are taking place, friends, countering what's going on during this protest. Of course, the students that were walking out of school in protest of the protesters in support of the Second Amendment, you didn't hear a word from them. And I want to let you know the genius that's coming from some of the teachers across the country and superintendents. There's one district in America that wants to arm teachers with rocks in case of school shooter. They want to arm teachers with rocks in case of school shooter. Folks, again, you can't make this up. Hour two coming up on the other side. Thank you that you have us as the number one radio show right now out of 82 different options on Genesis Communication Networks, and out of 98 radio programs across the country in 53 countries. We appreciate you. Be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.